Thank you
very much.
Thanks very much,
Tanya.
Okay, this is Chuck Gomes. Hopefully everyone saw Jeff's notice that he was going to be in a meeting that he couldn't get out of during this call, and Thomas was unable to be on the call, so he couldn't chair. So you get me today as chair, and hopefully this will go efficiently, and I welcome everyone to the call. Let's do a quick roll call, please.
Of course. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the IOC call on the 19th of September, 2012. On the call today, we have Osvaldo Novoa, Lanre Ajayi, Stefan Hankins, Chuck Gomes, Deborah Hughes, Alan Greenberg, Jim Bykoff, Kieran Malin-Chowerville, David Heasley, J. Scott Evans, and Mary Wong. We have apologies from Jeff Newman, Thomas Rickett, Avi Doria, and Wolfgang Kleinwester. And from staff, we have Barry Cobb and myself, Natalie Peregrine. I'd like to remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Chuck.
Okay, thank you. I still haven't gotten into Adobe Connect, but let's go ahead and proceed. And people will have to help me when people raise hands until I'm able to get in. Terrible time to have technical problems when you're chairing a call. So, first of all, hopefully everyone saw the agenda in advance, at least a little bit in advance of the meeting. Are there any suggestions for changes to the agenda or any questions on the agenda? Okay, hearing none, we'll go ahead and proceed then with the agenda as there. The first action item really on the agenda is clarification of the consensus call. Does anyone have any questions about the consensus call that Jeff sent out or any suggested edits with regard to that consensus call? And, of course, our objective here is to make sure that each of us that represent groups bigger than ourselves can get feedback from those groups before our call next week. Any questions or suggested edits in that? And again, if somebody raises their hand, please, and somebody help me out, please, because I'm still not in Adobe Connect.
Chuck, it's Alan. I have my hand up.
Thanks, Alan. Go ahead.
Okay. No other hands up at the moment, by the way. My understanding of what we discussed for the first part is not what Jeff has. Jeff leads off with saying the first question is whether we all truly believe that a full PDP is necessary on the IOC Red Cross marks. I, for one, believe that if the overall, if the larger IGO issue had not come up and the PDP process started on that, that this work group would have continued and made recommendations on IOC Red Cross at the second level for the first round, which is all we were asked to do. And I, you know, whether we would have said don't do anything or reserve the names is moot. I think we would have made recommendations. So I agree that a PDP is necessary to address the longer term issue, that is for round two and past, for the Red Cross, but for the first round, I don't believe a PDP would have been necessary. I know some people disagree with that, but so I think what he has there is somewhat misrepresenting the situation. I haven't tried to figure out how to craft a replacement sentence, but I think what he has there does not represent my position anyway, and I'm not sure it represents the positions of everyone else on this group.
Alan, for this is Chuck. For the sake of clarity, for the group, why don't you explain why you think a PDP would not have been necessary there?
Well, this group made a recommendation at the first level for round one for IOC and Red Cross, and the GNSO Council passed it on to the board. The board chose not to act, but that's moot. And I believe we were along the path to doing a second-level recommendation, and, you know, I think that would have gone through if the I don't think we would have initiated a PDP because there's a belief among some of us anyway that a PDP will not be done in time for the deployment for the first round. And we were trying to get something that was going to be in place for that time. We already did issue a policy recommendation, or at least a recommendation, be it implementation or policy, at the first level. And I think we were on the way to doing it at the second level without a PDP. Now, a PDP on a on the larger issue, of which IOC and Red Cross is a subset, is likely to be initiated, and we're conditioning our recommendation to, or our statement to here, on that PDP being initiated. But the first sentence implies that there is no way one could ever make a recommendation on the second level for the first round without a PDP, and I, for one, don't believe that. That was the belief when this drafting team was chartered or tasked with making a recommendation. We have a Kieran and Jim joint hand up. I don't know which it is.
Yeah, I'm actually now in, so I can see that. Thank you, though. I appreciate that. Kieran?
It's Jim, actually. I just wanted to agree with what Alan's saying, because I think two things. I think where we are at this point in the first round, and since this is only for the first round, I would think a PDP would not be necessary. Also, I think folding this into an IGO PDP is really could be an issue, because there's been really no studies on the IGO yet, and while that is a good subject for a PDP, I think with the RCIOC issues, there have been at least three studies done, and the board's unredacted paper says that basically they've not discovered any other entities that satisfy the criteria that was given, and that was given to outside counsel. So I think there's really a difference between the IGO issue and the IOC-RC issue.
Thank you, Jim. Now, I know that there are people not on the call who would disagree that a PDP is not needed, but I'm not sure, other than for the sake of clarifying the consensus call wording, that we need to debate whether one is needed or not. Does anybody think it's valuable for us today to debate that?
Only to the extent that I think a minor tweak in that sentence can be something we can all agree on.
Right, and that's why I said, except for the language. I understand that, Alan. We're going to look. I'm going to go there next.
Yeah. No.
But does anybody want to debate it? Is there any need to debate it further before we look at the language?
Oh, okay. Understood. Thank you. No.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I don't think so.
Okay. So then, what, Alan? And I'll give you first shot. Jim, you're welcome to jump in. How would you change the language in the consensus call questions?
Well, the wording there sort of is a mixture of what we plan to say plus Jeff asking us questions. So certainly what the position I took at the last meeting, which I thought the number one was reflecting, was we believe a PDP is required to address the long-term issue of IOC Red Cross protection.
So that everybody follows, point out exactly where you're at in the consensus call.
I'm talking about the paragraph that's numbered one.
Okay, very good. Okay.
Okay. That I believe, and I think there is a general consensus, if not unanimity, that a PDP is required to address the IOC Red Cross issue on the longer term, that is, post-first round. And that the number two that we're proposing is conditional on such a PDP being initiated by the GNSO. In other words, we're not proposing what the outcome is going to be. We're not trying to debate whether Red Cross and IOC how they whether they will be dealt with as another IGO or as a special case within that PDP. But we're saying, we are making a recommendation on the first round only, and it is on the assumption that somebody is going to be looking at the second round.
So what specific changes would you make?
That's not wording, but that was the intent that I thought we were trying to put into the paragraph one.
I understand that. Can you suggest some wording changes?
Well, as I said, I don't think it is currently worded as something we could send on to the to the GNSO. It's currently asking a question of the working group.
And I think we can fix that.
Chuck, I think it can be fixed by adding in the long term after before the period.
Okay, and that's what I was looking for, something specific there. I don't think we have to reword the whole thing on the call because I'm pretty sure. And Brian, are you going to, or Barry, who's going to take the, who on staff can take the pin on this for us?
Hi, Chuck. This is Barry. I'm backing Brian up for the next couple of weeks, so I'll be taking over, and I can produce first draft of this first paragraph here.
Thanks a lot, Barry. That's great. I very much appreciate that. And did you get the suggested change that, and I'll give everybody else a chance to comment, but did you get the suggested change that Alan just mentioned?
Yes, I did, and just to make sure I get it correctly, I'll go back and listen to the MP3 and make the edits appropriately and then send it out to the list.
Awesome. Thanks, Barry. That's great. Let's go to Lonre.
Yes, I have a concern about introducing the word on the long run into the statement because it has a potential of removing the need to commence the PDP in an expedited manner. We've been talking of accelerating work on the PDP and to get it done quickly. By the time we start seeing it as something that has to be done on the long run, then it will remove the need to expedite action on it. So I don't really think the PDP should be done on the long run. I think we generally agreed that there should be a PDP, but in the meantime, we need to reserve the names of IOC, RCRC. So whether the PDP gets done on the short, on the long run or on the short run, the name remains reserved throughout the period of the PDP. So I'm just worried about the insertion of the word on the long run in the statement.
Thank you, Lonre. So if I understand you correctly, is you're suggesting that we just recommend that a PDP be done in the manner that we're describing, not talking about long run or short run or not implying anything else other than that. Is that correct?
All right, that's my thinking.
Good. No, that's good. No, I appreciate that. So thank you. Let's go to Mary.
Thanks, Chuck. So this takes up a little bit on Lanry's comment in that I think Alan's suggested language, while I understand the intent, does then get into a little bit of the substantive debate you mentioned. And as Lanry points out, you know, there are some that would want a pretty immediate near-term PDP, others that would want a long-term PDP. So two things. One is I put a comment in the Adobe chat that asked Alan, and I know Alan's got his hand up next, whether if we clarify the second sentence where it says most of the group, you know, believes a full PDP is necessary, if we added his name and anybody else who wanted to say that they didn't agree, wouldn't that answer his concern? And therefore, you know, instead of adding the long-term phrase to the first sentence, you clarify the second. And the other thing that I wanted to bring up then is maybe at some point in our report that we are, you know, we consider distinguishing between those that favor a PDP in terms of total scope versus those that favor a PDP of narrower scope, as well as those that favor a PDP only for long-run, second-round issues, and those that favor a full PDP commencing now. That might give the GNSO Council more insight into what exactly we're recommending. Thanks.
Thank you, Mary. Alan?
Yes. To clarify, on minor wording, I said long-term, not long run, which I think has a slightly different connotation to me anyway. But what I was trying to get with that wording, and I'm not tied to that wording, is that number two is conditional on the GNSO initiating a PDP now. So, in other words, if the GNSO votes no on this, on the current issue report, or if they defer it for another 2 years, then, you know, to use U.S. political terms, number two is not operational. I'm saying that number two is conditional on a PDP being initiated now, and I have no problem using words expedited or whatever. But the PDP must be initiated, and it must be such that there cannot be a second round until the PDP has completed. So that's the tone I was trying to get. I'm certainly not tied to the words.
Thank you, Alan. Let's go to Jim.
I was just going to say, on Alan's wording, maybe you could substitute something like for second and subsequent rounds.
Well, keep in mind, though, if I'm understanding correctly, that it could still apply to the first round. It may or may not be in place at the beginning of the first round, but the intent, as I understand it, is as soon as a policy recommendation has been approved by the board, it would go into effect even in the first round.
That was my intent, Alan speaking.
Thank you, Alan. Greg.
I want to take a step back, because I think one of the problems here is that we're not actually talking about a PDP only on the IOC and Red Cross marks. We're talking about a PDP, what we're actually recommending or acknowledging would happen is a PDP on IOC Red Cross names and any other IGOs and perhaps NGOs. So that's, we're in a sense, we're kind of debating something that isn't actually being proposed. And the question of whether a PDP would be necessary to create an IOC Red Cross right only in the first round only isn't even in front of us. Or even the question of an IOC Red Cross PDP only for permanently isn't in front of us. It's what has now gotten conflated with the larger question. And the question of whether a PDP might be necessary for all of those, for the entire class of organization, as opposed to just the two organizations we've been tasked to respond about, is a different question, may have a different answer.
Yeah, and in fact, I think we have to be careful about introducing new questions because we'll never get anything done, and we're already under a time crunch. Now, one comment, Greg. You mentioned NGOs. I don't think we've talked about NGOs at all in this group. And again, if we start expanding what the PDP covers, I think we're going to get into a no-win situation where we may get nothing done.
I'm not necessarily suggesting expanding it to those, but to my mind, I'm not sure if the Red Cross and Olympic organizations are properly classified as IGOs.
Yeah, and I'm not assuming that they are, okay, because I don't know the answer to that either, okay? It's a question I've had in my mind, but it probably doesn't affect what we're doing right now directly anyway. So my understanding is that the number one is to recommend a PDP be initiated as soon as possible, expedited if possible, to cover whether or not IOC, Red Cross, and IGO names should be given special treatment, and that's kind of the extent of it. Does anybody disagree with me? Am I off base there? Or, please let me know if I am.
Chuck, I don't think you need to include IGO to make our case there.
Well, isn't the intent, though, Alan, that we would include Red Cross and IOC in the pending PDP for IGOs?
The issue report certainly has so far, yes.
Okay, thank you. That's why I mentioned...
Yeah, I'm just saying, I don't think we need to mention that is going to be the implication, but I don't think we need to make the case for it.
But aren't we recommending that the IOC and Red Cross names be included in the possible PDP for IGOs?
I think we are requiring that a PDP be done which includes IOC and Red Cross. Whether it's a separate PDP or the same one, I don't think matters in our question.
Okay. Anybody in disagreement with that? I'm okay with that. Do you think it's useful to suggest that it could be included in the IGO PDP if that happens?
Are you asking
me, Chuck? That's been my assumption.
I'm sorry, I missed that. Alan?
Someone said it's been their assumption. I was asking whether you were asking me. My opinion is there's nothing we could do to stop that freight train at this point, so I'm not sure it's worth discussing.
Okay. All right. I'm just mainly trying to get down so that we have the wording. Now, in my opinion, not seeing any hands up right now, and it is just my opinion, that the simpler and most straightforward we can keep this consensus call, the better. So some of, in my opinion, some of the wording there that talks about, you know, most of the groups save Greg on and so forth, some of that could be provided as backup information, but we should keep statement number one as simple as possible, which is to recommend that a PDP be done, be initiated as soon as possible and expeditiously if possible. Regarding the IOC Red Cross marks at the second level. Do we need more than that in number one? No. Okay, so it sounds like there's nobody disagrees with that. Now, that doesn't mean we can include some of the other information if we think it's useful, or certainly all of us, when we go back to our groups, can include that kind of information as background material for that. So, Bear, go ahead. I hear someone.
Yeah, it's Alan. I think the only part that's missing in what you just said, and we can capture it somewhere in two instead of in one, is that our recommendation two is built on the assumption that such a PDP will be initiated.
Right,
so
right.
They're not independent recommendations that we're making. The second is tied to the first one being accepted.
And I think you made that point earlier by saying it should be conditional.
Yeah.
So... is anybody opposed to moving to item number two? Okay, not hearing or seeing any hands up. Let's go to number two, and I think Alan already made the point that number two is obviously conditional upon number one happening. We could very simply just say if recommendation one is approved,
I would say I would say on the condition that.
That's fine. I'm perfectly comfortable with that. I was just trying to get it going. So on the condition that – go ahead and finish it, Alan.
sorry. I assumed you had the rest of the sentence. I was just putting that instead of if.
So on the condition that item one is approved?
Yep.
And then it goes on. Now, is there any problem with the rest of the wording in that paragraph, understanding that I think we should keep it as simple as possible so that it's less confusing? Lanre?
Yes. I'm just wondering, is there a way of decoupling the item number one from item number two? In other words, not making item number two conditional to item number one. Is it possible that the IOC, RCRC, have granted this special permission, at least for the first round, even if the PDP comes negative? In that case, the item number two is not conditional to item number one.
I understand you. It's Chuck again. If my understanding is correct of what this group has, you know, been talking about in the last few weeks in this regard, is that It is conditional, but I don't know if I'm right on that. Let me go to some other comments, and we'll come back to that, because you raise a good question. By the way, I think it is possible that we can separate the two and not make it conditional. What I want to make sure is that's the direction we've been going, so that we don't change directions now. And we'll talk about that a little bit more, Lonnie, so bear with us here. Alan?
Yeah, I'm not sure if Jay Scott is on the audio bridge, but let me say this, and perhaps we want to hear from him. My understanding of Jay Scott's original proposal was, we do not know what the PDP is going to do. If the PDP ultimately protects these names, then we have disadvantaged the IOC and the Red Cross by in the interim allowing all the names to be used or forcing them to do defensive registrations, and therefore pending the output of the PDP recommendation or pending the recommendation of the PDP, we want to temporarily protect the names so that no one is harmed by our lack of action at this point. And therefore, that you can't do that unless you have some certainty that there is going to be a PDP ultimately making the longer-term recommendation.
I think you're correct on that, Alan, because some who have supported this compromise solution might not if it wasn't just a temporary solution and a PDP wasn't going to happen. But again, I don't know that we need to debate that now. Let's go to Greg, and then we'll get to Jay Scott and let him weigh in because he's the originator of the compromise.
It's Greg, and I think that in terms of what looking at 2A, and here again we have a reference to the PDP covering IGOs, IOC, RC names, and other international organizations. So I think we need to decide what it is that we're actually this group is recommending. Is it, and what are we getting behind in terms of what's required? If it's a PDP only on the IOC and Red Cross names versus a PDP on the larger group, whatever it may be, you know, I'm looking at the comments here. It seems that if we're saying, and maybe this is going back to number one a bit, if we're saying that what we're recommending is a PDP on that a PDP is necessary on the IOC and Red Cross names alone, that Deborah, myself, Alan, and Jim would all disagree with that. Maybe that, and I don't know if that's then the statement that most of the group agrees with it is so true anymore. And that, you know, that affects what we're saying here in 2A, which is, you know, trying to decide what kind of PDP we're talking about.
Greg, let me ask a clarifying question on that, if I can. What would you agree to in terms of this? You said you wouldn't agree to a PDP just on the IOC and Red Cross names, but I had the impression that there was some level of support for a PDP involving IGOs and Red Cross IOC names.
No, that's correct. So what I'm saying is that there is a difference, you know, in terms of our focus and scope. Whether we have a consensus or are nearer to a consensus depends on what PDP is being recommended and whether it's implicitly stating that that a PDP would be required even to put in place protections even for the first round, or if by stating that we'll agree to the moratorium, reservation, block, whatever you want to call it, we're kind of implicitly stating it wouldn't be necessary for the first round, at least in terms of, you know, implementation and protecting, you know, making the outcome of the PDP relevant.
Thanks. So that goes back to Alan's suggestion that we just say a PDP for IOC Red Cross names. Sounds like that we would lose some support if we did that. Did I translate that correctly?
I think that's right, especially if we're saying that it's required even for action on the first round.
Thank you. Okay. Jay Scott.
You know, Alan captured most of everything that was the impetus for my bringing this forward. The one thing I want to say is the harm, Chuck, I see that could occur is not just to the entities, the IOC and the RCRC, but to registrars and registries and everybody who would have to deal with the fallout of reclaiming those names if the PDP determined they ought to be protected. That's just an administrative nightmare. So it seems to me it's much more efficient to hold those names back for a time until, because I don't think anyone's harmed if they're, you know, if they're, I don't think that it would be as administratively difficult to release names back into a pool than it is to try to contractually reclaim names after they've already been sold.
Thanks, Jay Scott. I'm going to ask another question of you there. Going back to both what Lon Ray said and Alan's suggestion with regard to number two being conditional on number one, do you think that number two should be conditional on number one, or was your intent a little bit different than that?
No, my intent was for it to be conditional. In other words, there wouldn't be a PDP unless we did two.
Okay. So the conditional part of it is critical in terms of what you suggested. That's important to clarify. Thank you for that. Alan?
Yeah, I put myself back in the loop to answer the original question I thought you asked, is about is there anything else in the wording of two that we have a problem with?
Let's hold that just for a minute.
Okay.
Let's make sure we answer the question on conditional, but I'll come right back to you when
okay,
once
thank
we get
you.
That result. Because I think the answer is yes, there are. I'm seeing things myself, so but we'll come to that, okay?
Okay.
So, Lon Ray, back to your comment, I think that the intent of the original compromise, as Jay Scott just shared with us, was to make it conditional. And if we don't make it conditional, support for even number one may go away. So are you comfortable with proceeding with it being conditional, Lon Ray?
If we recall that the primary original mandate of the team was focused on IOC, LCRC, the issue of the IGO came in midway. And it is the issue of the IGO that is promoting the concept of the PDP. I thought we could resolve the issue, we could address the issue of IOC, LCRC on its own, and another part address the issue of the IGO that came later. And that is what I was wondering, if there's a smart way of separating the two without necessarily making one conditional to the other. So my suggestion is that we could recommend that the IOC, LCRC name be at least during the first round, while the PDP commences for the IGOs and other entities. So in that case, the PDP is not conditional. The reservation of the names of IOC and RCRC is not conditional to the PDP. The PDP will go on, and if it turns out that it's not granting that special permission, at least the IOC, RCRC will be able to enjoy the reservation for the first round, and the PDP will address possibly subsequent rounds. That's my thinking. I don't know if it fits.
It's Alan. I have a comment on that.
Okay, go ahead. I'll let you go first, Alan, then I'll respond.
Okay. I disagree completely, and I'll just tell you why. Number one, if you look at the middle of the first paragraph of number two, the paragraph A, it says they're talking about pending the results of the PDP. If there isn't a PDP, that sentence doesn't parse. It makes no sense. Second of all, on the question of whether a PDP was required to definitively and forever address the issue of the Red Cross and IOC in the first round, I do not believe it was. I believe this drafting group was chartered to come up with that question, to answer that question. And I believe we had the rights to, and the GNSO seemed to think we had the rights to do it. Okay. On the other hand, I don't believe we ever would have come to closure. The compromise that J. Scott proposed allowed us to take some of the people who said, I don't want to reserve those names, and say, yeah, I can reserve them on the interim pending a full-scale real investigation by a PDP. Certainly at large, probably would have come down on the other side. And we don't have a decision on the consensus call yet, but I think we're going to. I don't believe a PDP was legally required for the first round to completely finish it and cast it in concrete, but I don't think this group would have ever come to closure on that and satisfied everyone or almost everyone with any answer, which is what we're close to with the proposal that J. Scott made, which presumed a PDP, and therefore we're only looking at a short-term solution. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. And by the way, my response is going to be very similar to what you said in the last part. Lanre, I believe that what you suggested is a possibility, but I believe it takes us backwards and that we would lose support for the compromise from several different sources and probably for even different reasons if we separate those two and don't make it conditional. So my recommendation is that we do make it conditional so that we don't reduce our support for a position that we may be able to recommend to the council. Does that make sense, Lanre?
No, it does. It does, because the key word here is a compromise.
Yeah.
Agree. If people are not going to support that thinking of separating it, then there's no point. We need to reach compromise to move forward. So if we're making it conditional, we give the necessary compromise. Why not? But I just thought our charter is essentially focused on the IOC as and the IGO came in much later. So I thought our attention should be more focused on what we are primarily chartered to. That's why I thought we should not make the PDP, which came as a result of the IGO introduction, a condition to the RCRC. But if it's not going to be accepted by everybody, why go into it?
No need to apologize. It was a good point to bring up, so I thank you for that. Alan, is your hand still up?
Yeah, it's up for partially on this and partially on the original question. On this one, I will argue that in the second paragraph, as in the first, we don't need to mention the IGO. Our concern is that in the longer term, a PDP tells us whether the IOC and the Red Cross deserve protection. If that PDP happens to be addressing 50,000 other IGOs also, it's fine. Our concern is if the GNSO were to approve a PDP for all IGOs but explicitly exclude the Red Cross and the IOC from the discussion, it would not satisfy our needs in this case. So our concern is not that a PDP on the IOC Red Cross be initiated, but that a PDP be initiated which includes the IOC and Red Cross.
Thank you, Alan. Now, Greg, before I turn it over to you, would Alan's approach work for you? And Jim, if you want to respond, or if Deborah, if you want to respond, you can. If we don't mention the IGOs in that, and maybe it'll depend on the exact wording, but if you could respond to that in addition to whatever you had your hand raised for.
Sure. If I understand it correctly, the question, in terms of agreeing to a compromise, I think if the compromise is that we agree to a combination of a temporary, or if I would agree to a temporary reservation at the first level while a PDP takes place, whatever that PDP may be, I think, you know, that's something they can live with. I could also live with a temporary reservation without a PDP, and I don't necessarily, as you know, agree that a PDP would be required just for the IOC and Red Cross at least at the first for the first round. I'm not sure if that answers the question.
No, I think it does. Now, did you have something else you wanted to say?
Yeah, I guess, you know, and maybe it's a little, yeah, it's obviously too early to count noses, but, you know, one of the points of this compromise is to try to get as many people on board or as close to consensus as possible. But I think there, if I'm reading the record right, there is at least some who would not agree to this consensus. In other words, that they would not agree that there would be they would not agree to a block under any circumstances.
Right, and we know that because PDP. One stakeholder group has already communicated that. So so you are correct in that. But thanks for answering that the question. Jim or Deborah, would you be okay with what Alan suggested of just mentioning the Red Cross IOC in 1 and 2 and not mentioning IGOs?
I agree with what Greg said. I think we don't think a PDP is necessary for the first round, at least. And if there's going to be a PDP, I think we can live with, you know, as Greg had said, with either approach.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate that. Deborah, anything to add?
No, I would concur. And thanks
thank
for Greg's comment.
Thank you. Okay. So now, is there – so what I'm understanding right now, unless somebody else speaks up, is that we would follow – number two would be conditional on the condition that, I think, was the wording, and that we would – not mention IGOs in this. It could very well happen, and I would predict that it would because it would be the most efficient way to do it, that if a PDP is initiated, it would be initiated on both IGOs and Red Cross International Olympic Committee names. So if no one speaks up, I'm going to assume that we'll go with Alan's suggestion there. Here's your opportunity to either speak up or raise your hand. Greg?
I guess maybe thinking further through what I said before, but if the consensus, if we're not going to get agreement on A or on the moratorium, and you know, thinking further what Lanre was suggesting, aside from Alan, who do we lose if it's not conditional?
Well, I think there's a possibility of and I'm taking my chair hat off for a moment. The registry stakeholder group definitely felt that a PDP was the ideal way to go. And if a PDP is not going to happen, I will have to go back to the registries and see whether they're willing to do a moratorium without the understanding that a PDP would happen. So I can only speak for the registry stakeholder group right now. I see another hand up, so let's go to Mary.
Thanks, Chuck. Actually, this is really, really minor, and it's a personal comment, not an NCSG or an NCUC comment. It's just that maybe it's because I'm a law professor. The word condition makes me nervous, so I would just want to suggest an alternative to say something like on the assumption that. It's not critical. I don't have a strong feeling either way, but I wanted to suggest it.
Alan, would you be okay with that?
Meets my criteria.
Does anybody else want to comment in terms of Greg's question about what support might be lost if it's not conditional?
Well, Chuck, it's Alan. I'm not sure what the term moratorium means. If there's nothing that is ever going to be scheduled to say when the moratorium ends.
Well, I think correct me if I'm wrong, anyone, but I think that it would be a moratorium for the first round, period.
Then if you're now saying it's for the first round, period, I think that breaks the compromise.
Yeah, so and that's what
I think we're going to have to go back to scratch and we now get back into the mode that I'm not sure this group will come to closure on a recommendation if it was first round forever and ever, amen.
And speaking for the registry's not as chair right now, I think that's similar to what I was thinking. Greg, does that help in terms of your question?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. By the way, I really compliment everyone for really trying to look for a compromise that we can all support. Not the perfect compromise that we would love to have. So thanks a lot for the good cooperation here. If there are no objections, what I'd like to do is go to other elements of number two that might need to be fixed. And just to get it rolling, I think we need to eliminate "and other international organizations," because that opens the door to making the PDP go a lot longer. But that's my personal opinion, okay? Accept that as a personal opinion, not a chair opinion, if that's realistic. Did anybody disagree with that we should delete other international organizations?
Chuck, I support that, and my preference would be to say the PDP covering IOC Red Cross names, and perhaps, and parenthetically, we can add, you know, which the GNSO may decide is a subset of what the PDP covers. You know, our need is for the compromise is that someone will come down the road in the longer term, that is past this week, past January, and say whether they really deserve protection in the first round. If they also pass judgment on other organizations at the same time, that's nice. That tidies it up. So be it. But
thank you.
Our concern, I think, is just IOC and Red Cross, even if it is a subset of what is ultimately considered.
Okay. And Greg, is your hand still up?
No, that's a vestigial hand.
Okay, that's no problem. We all do it. Mary.
Thanks, Chuck. I'm thinking it through, and I think I got what Alan said, and maybe something along the lines of what he suggested. Basically, throwing it to the GNSO or the GNSO Council would be acceptable. The reason I'm speaking up is because, as you all know, NCSG, as a stakeholder group, has a number of members from our new constituency that were very concerned about the IGO issue and more broadly the question of international organizations. So I'm hesitant to say that we'll go with the suggested change made by Chuck, but I think that with some sense that, okay, it's up to the GNSO put in there, that would be more acceptable to our membership.
Just repeat that last part, Mary, please.
You know, if I heard Alan correctly, I mean, and I agree, I mean, obviously this group was set up to discuss the IOC-RC issues, but given developments and also given the role of the GNSO Council, I think rather than go with your suggested delete, that we add a phrase along the lines of, you know, as the GNSO Council may determine, or something like that.
I would be okay with that. I just didn't want to see other international organizations in there because that opens the door really wide.
Yeah, Chuck, it's Alan. What we don't want to do is try to require that the GNSO do that. The GNSO is going to have to make their own decisions.
Right.
And this is Mary again, and I think, you know, NCSG would accept that. It's just that if it's a full-on delete, I think it would be more problematic explaining it to our membership.
I appreciate that suggestion. Barry, are you with us still? Of course, you've got the MP3, but are you okay so far?
Yes, I am.
Good, thanks. Lon Ray.
Yes, in the proposed communication to the GAC, it is not indicated that a temporary desert name is being made for IOC, ICRC, as we discussed. I mean, the moratorium issue is not indicated. It's not any of the items in the proposed communication to the GAC.
I'm not sure. Could you make that point one more time? Because I don't think I got it fully.
Okay. What I'm saying is that we agreed that a moratorium the ZAPNA for IOC-ICRC. And that is not being indicated in 2B, that is, that proposed communication to the GAC. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying now.
There are four items
on what we want to communicate to the GAC. And none of that, of the four items, includes the temporary reservation of IOC-ICRC names that we discussed.
So are what you're suggesting that we should also communicate to the GAC, assuming that we decide to recommend this as a discussion group, that the moratorium part, in other words, 2A.
The substance of A should be in B.
Yeah. I think that makes sense. Does anybody disagree with that?
It's a good catch.
Yeah, very good catch, Lonry. Thank you. Alan, did you still have your hand up?
I still have my hand up for the original question you asked an hour ago.
And that's what? Which one? I forgot. I've asked a bunch.
That is, do we want to bring up any other issues other than the linkage with the PDP in part number two? Let me put it on the table, and you can defer discussion.
I thought I had already raised that when I started talking about international organizations,
but absolutely,
now's the time.
Okay, thank you. I just want to make the case I've made in email. It's not a showstopper for me, but I would really prefer to say temporarily treat them as reserved names as opposed to inventing a new term, which I find ICANN has enough new terms. We already have words in the English language that will allow us to say it's not forever and ever and simply call them reserve names. Because that's the way they're going to have to be treated by the registries and registrars.
Well, I'll open it up to discussion on that. There has been discussion
not,
on the list by those
it's not,
who...
It's not a showstopper, but I really think we can make it clear to everyone that this is not permanent without inventing a new name. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. And I did see your post on the list. I also saw a post, I think it was by Thomas really took the opposite position. So myself, personally, I can probably live with either one, but let's hear from others. Jim?
Yeah, I just wanted to refer back to the board resolution of September 13th, which does say that in their resolution that the names would be included on a reserve names list applicable to all GTLD registries approved in the first round. So I think rather than using a word that is not, that is a new one, not defined, I would think you'd want to stick to a list of reserve names and eligible for registration at the second level.
So, Alan, what you're suggesting then is recommend a temporary reservation be placed. Is that correct?
Well, yes. We'd have to word it such that, I mean, Jeff's concern to my suggestion was to take them out of the reserve list would require our step or new policy procedures. I think we can put them into the reserve list with a timeout, you know, that this reservation is only until we have a permanent recommendation from the PDP, and we don't need to go through our step procedures or a new PDP to take them out. So I think we can come up with words that satisfy that.
Okay,
and
again,
invent a new word.
For the sake of time, we already know there's some disagreement in our group on that, but rather than trying to spend too much time resolving it here, with some people absent anyway, I'll come back and ask if anybody would object to that change in language right now, but first let's go to Greg.
I would just say, and I think it echoes my earlier comment on emails, that we should use the term reserve names and, you know, put a definition on it as to what that time frame would be, whether it's for the first round or till the resolution of the PDP or whatever it may be. Rather than, you know, thinking that we need to go through all of the rigmarole that otherwise would be needed to take a name like ICANN out of the reserve names.
Does anyone object to that approach, and basically the approach that Greg just talked about and that Alan suggested and that Jim supported? Okay, not hearing any objections. As temporary chair, Let's use that language. Barry, you're with us still in terms of what was just suggested and agreed to?
Yes, Chuck, this is Barry. I'm just curious, and you'll have to forgive my ignorance with how EPP works. If the IOC-RC names were not included on the official reserve names list, but they're temporarily in a moratorium or whatever language we want to use, how exactly will the registries reserve those names? Are they registered by the registry? What is the mechanism that prevents them from being registered to begin with? And maybe we can find language around that.
I'm not an operational or technical person for VeriSign, but I'm quite confident that we would reserve them until such time they were, we would have the reserve list. So they would be reserved, whether it's called a moratorium or reserve. And then if they were ever removed, we would just change the list. Jim? Jim, did you have your hand raised?
Yes, I'm sorry. I was off on mute. I wanted to just suggest some language for that. A list of reserved names temporarily ineligible for registration at the second level during the first round, pending resolution of a PDP.
Any objections to that? Sounded pretty good to me.
Now, remember, by the time the board approves this kind of recommendation, the PDP will have been initiated and it will have a name and things like that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Lonre?
Yeah, I just think we shouldn't bother to create new names. I think simply calling it temporary reserved names is appropriate. It will lead to that would not cause confusion. If you start introducing new names, it may be misinterpreted by some other people. Everybody already accepts the word reserved names, and in this particular case, it's been qualified as a temporary one. So I want to believe that it's appropriate.
So you support using the reservation term or reserve term, like others have said. Is that what I just heard?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And you were okay with Jim's language because it basically said that.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, very, very good. Any other changes in 2A that you think we should make? I have one, but I'll give other people a chance first. Okay, I think that we don't, again, for the purpose of keeping it simple and straightforward, I don't think we need the note at the end regarding the board motion. That's okay for us to all communicate in terms of rationale with our groups and so forth, but I don't think we need that. Anybody disagree with that?
Chuck, it's Alan. I don't disagree, but I think there's some other language that surrounds it, that, again, does not need to be in what we're recommending to the JNSO.
Go ahead. Let's have it.
The fact that Jay Scott put the proposal forward, for instance, and it was endorsed by the registry constituency is information to us in trying to get results, satisfy the consensus call and pass information on to our groups. I don't think it needs to be in what we're recommending to the...
I'm trying to find where that
dialogue.
Is. Where is that, Alan?
The sentence number one, as it reads on the screen, says the second consensus call is a proposal put forth by Jay Scott and endorsed by the rest.
Oh, I didn't even look at that. Okay, good, yeah.
There's a bunch of verbiage in the whole thing, including paragraph one, that is Jeff's dialogue to us in putting it forward, the consensus.
Right, so we could just say 2A and go right to A.
Yeah, much of that would have to be cleaned up.
Yeah, okay, good suggestion. Any objections on that? Okay. Anything else on 2A? Going to 2B. Now, 2B is really the process that we want to follow with the GAC, and we'd want to do this right away. So the and of course the council has to bless it, but any suggestions on 2B?
There's land raise that we add a zero, which communicates 2A.
Right, right. In other words, B1 there needs to include the temporary reservation.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Chuck, in 2A, the sentence that reads, this would provide a backstop if the PDP does not finish on time, would eliminate the argument that GNSO is not choosing its approach as avoiding the issue, does not belong in our formal communication.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, do you think we should eliminate that sentence in terms of the consensus call statement?
Well, it doesn't need to be eliminated in the call for consensus, but it does not have a place in assuming we end up having consensus, that is, the majority, not necessarily unanimity, agree with it, that part should not be in what we pass on to the GNSO in the formal statement. It could be in the dialogue around it.
I mean, okay.
Ultimately, our recommendation is going to be approved by the GNSO and then go on to the board. So as long as we understand we are not crafting the recommendation to the board here, but are trying to get consensus on the direction we're going, I think what we have is fine.
Okay. Thank you. all right. Anything else on 2B? Any one of those elements? Okay. Now,
Greg,
notice in 2... Okay. Greg?
Sorry. I guess in B1, putting aside what B0 might be, that's now A... communicating that the GNSO recommends a PDP on IGO names, IOC, RC names, is that part of what our consensus is, that we're recommending that the GNSO recommend a PDP? Is that what that's, should be saying?
Yeah, the discussion group is recommending a PDP, and we need to delete IGO, consistent with what we decided earlier, on IOC, RC names. And then, of course, any other international organizations, that all needs to be cleaned up like we've already discussed. But we need to add to that the fact that we're also recommending a temporary reservation of the names, of the IOC Red Cross names.
And I guess the question is, are we going to acknowledge in this that, the PDP, if it occurs, can and should be linked to a PDP on IGO names?
Well, that's what we previously discussed, and yes. I was trying to get a handle on, and I thought we had agreed that we're okay with Alan's suggestion that it, for this sake here, that it just mention IOC Red Cross names, understanding, of course, that the GNSO Council could decide to incorporate that PDP with the one for IGO names. So now, are you having second thoughts on that, or did you not understand me before?
Well, no, I think we should say that we would recommend that if a PDP is commenced on IGO names, that this should be part of that PDP.
Yeah.
Or do we just leave it to them to decide that it would be incredibly inefficient to do otherwise?
Well, I think that's
– or,
I won't put words into Alan's mouth. I guess I will, but he can correct me. I thought that's what he was suggesting, is that we don't need to tell them that they will, make that decision. And, of course, he's on the council and can, of course, suggest that they submit them. But, Alan, you want to respond?
Yeah, I'll respond quickly. Number one, we have an issue report on the wider thing that includes the Red Cross and IOC. I find it hard to believe the GNSO would charter a PDP and say, look at all IGOs, but don't look at Red Cross and IOC. Should they be foolish enough to try to do that, our job is to make sure they can't do that. And I cannot believe they're going to charter a separate one to look at IOC and Red Cross in parallel with one.
I understand that. So is there any harm in doing what Greg is suggesting?
I don't think so.
Okay.
If I got it correctly.
So in other words, Greg, why don't you suggest make your suggestion again, please?
Just suggest that we add something along the lines of, you know, we recommend that if a PDP is commenced or approved for IGO names, that a PDP, that this be combined with the PDP on IOC Red Cross names.
Is there any objection to that? And I don't think that goes in B, in Section B. It goes up in number one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry for going over, but I'll try and press forward really fast. But obviously, we're under a time crunch because we all need to come back with our group's positions on this before our meeting next week. So, or at the latest in that meeting. So, and hopefully,
This is Stefan Hanken, Vice CRC. I just wanted to. I think this notion of how we reflect. What has been referred to as the combination, I think, is an important question. If there is, a PDP initiated on the Red Crescent IOC names, would be combined with. I think we have to be a little bit careful with that because. As we've made clear before, at least with regards to the Red Cross, Red Crescent names, the protection does not result, and I'm not going to repeat again, but does not result primarily from the affiliation with an organization. So I think we need to find a wording which would maintain. These are not issues that necessarily are identical or anything like that. So I think that's important. I think, and I had another comment which I have not made, but in this discussion, but of course in the way the GNSO will represent and make its recommendation. There was a previous recommendation. I know it was for first-level domain names, but there was a previous recommendation that was made. So I'm wondering what the reaction will be. That in the first one, we considered that the names were, deserved reservation at the first level, and now we're going towards a PDP. I just want to raise, that to my mind is a bit of an issue, especially when the recommendation was made for first level back in the spring. I mean, there were other elements involved. It wasn't just a reservation; it was also, touching upon the ability, notably for, the components of the Red Cross, Red Crescent movement. Themselves to have an exemption from the prohibition on registration and so on and so forth. So I just wanted to make that point. And I have a third point, which is I would appreciate if we could clarify where what I understand to be a final issues report prepared by the staff is, and what is the relationship between that work and the future PDP development.
Thanks, Stefan. Let me go backwards here. Regarding the last point of clarification, the issues report that's being prepared is for a PDP regarding IGOs. If we make a recommendation that Red Cross IOC names be included in that, there would need to be a modification of the issues report to include that if that's the direction the council decided to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with regard to the first level, keep in mind that the board already took action on the first level that we were trying to. I didn't see what we did so much as recommending policy is recommending an improvement to what the board already put in place for the first round.
Mm-hmm.
And I admit I forgot your second point question.
It's Alan. I have that one and have an answer.
Go ahead, Alan. Okay. I'll put you ahead of Jim.
Yeah, to agree, first of all, to agree with you, that we did not make a recommendation that, say, Red Cross and IOC deserved protection at the first level. We said since the board has already said they deserve it, mm-hmm. let's refine it, make it consistent with other types of protection. With regard to the other thing, however, that was just mentioned, I think we do have a gap here that we have to fix, and that is, although these are reserved names, we probably want an escape hatch that let the organizations themselves register them.
Talked about that in a previous call.
Okay,
and
maybe
my recollection is that we were going to try at this time to keep it as simple as possible. So correct me if my memory is wrong. So I thought that we elected not to go down that path. Am I incorrect in that?
I must have missed that call. And if the two organizations are happy, you know, for instance, not being able to register Olympiad.sport or RedCross.charity, I'm not going to make the case for them. I presume that was something we just forgot. If it's already discussed, I back out.
Let's go right to Jim.
I think there should be an exception. I thought we had discussed it, but I can't remember whether there was a consensus on it or not. I'll have to check back in my notes, but I don't remember what happened with it, but I certainly think there ought to be that kind of an exception. The other thing is on the other point raised by Stephen. I think that... I was trying to say before that there are differences between the IGO issues and the IOC Red Cross issues, and I think that maybe the wording should be that if the PDP is approved, that the IOC RC issue should be a subset or a separate part of the PDP, so that the two are not intertwined, because there's certainly has not been any research done yet on the issue of IGOs.
Thank you.
I would agree with that.
My assessment there is that should be dealt with in the PDP, and that that's an appropriate issue to be dealt with in the PDP, and in fact it could be even added to the ultimate charter that once the issues report comes out and the GNSO Council initiates a PDP, the next step is to develop a charter, and that would be great input for the charter.
But wouldn't it make sense, Chuck, to have the GNSO recommend that they be treated separately because of the difference in the issues and what's been done to date, since the IOC-RC issues have been pending for several years, while the IGO issues are new and have not been looked at by anybody? And to mix them in, I think, would be confusing and not really helpful to either side.
Well, I think the more appropriate place to handle that is in the charter and in the PDP itself. But if everybody thinks that should happen, we can add it here. Let me tell you my concern, purely practical. We're within a week of needing everybody to get back to us on the consensus statement. And the more we add, the more we're reducing our chances of the short time frame. Because that can be handled later, I would suggest that we do that just to increase our chances of finishing our task, which this consensus statement needs to go out today or tomorrow at the latest. Hopefully all of us are already kind of getting the feedback from our groups so that it won't be a new issue once they see the final wording. But that's my recommendation, but I'm listening. Alan?
Yeah, just a comment on the Red Cross and IOC were here before IGOs. For those who don't have as long a history as some of us, The IGO issue, although not this exact one, was raised in 2007. The GNSO and staff did a huge amount of work on it and then decided to put it aside because it wasn't important right now and the new GTLD process would address it. It didn't. So a lot of these things have history to come back and bite us. So the point that's being made is well taken. These are different than normal IGOs, but I think we have to presume that all these people are going to be involved in that charter discussion and that PDP, and no one will be able to ignore that. So I don't think we can. I don't think we can give advice to the GNSO on that level of detail at this.
And by the way, Stefan and Jim, another avenue is to work through your stakeholder groups and constituencies as the council considers this to get the point in about the separation of the two. So there are several avenues by which you can approach that, and I think it's a really valid point. I'm just trying to keep this one issue as simple as possible to maximize our chances of wrapping this up and getting it to the council or getting it out for public comment. And by the way, we're going to have a public comment period after if we get a reasonable level of support for these recommendations, there will be a public comment period, and that's another avenue to make the points that you're addressing. Good points, by the way. Okay, Greg.
I was just going to say that, you know, if we're going to get too bogged down on this point, we may be better just to take out the reference to the IGO PDP entirely.
Well, that, and I think we can. That's why at this point I would suggest, I think that the reference to it is pretty safe, as long as the rest of you are comfortable that we can deal with the issue of separating the two in several forums going forward. GNSO Council, public comment period, and ultimately the charter of the PDP and the working group itself. Now, very quickly, and I thanks for your patience in all of this. This is really time sensitive, is why I'm pressing ahead. Looking at the agenda very quickly, the next steps, we can continue to talk about this on the list. The process for going forward, we have to finalize our recommendations to the GNSO Council. I think we've made some progress on that today. That'll still have to happen. And I think staff will work with Jeff and the rest of us in terms of finalizing that communication. Question for Barry, how quickly can you refine the consensus, the call for consensus language based on what we've said today? And by the way, I'm going to suggest that we don't wait for input for those not on the call, because if we do, we've just lost our week. They can comment on that. We can the final language that we communicate to the council, if we do, could be changed at that point. So don't think that the language is done. But Barry, is it possible to turn around the language by tomorrow?
This is Barry. I'll get the next version out by tonight, so that it's in everybody's inbox by the morning. And I'd just like to ask one quick clarification question. So the way my takeaway from this is that within the recommendations, we're removing any acknowledgement or a recognition that a pending PDP on IGOs are going to occur. But I would maybe suggest that what we do with a footnote for recommendation one is that this drafting team recognizes that there may be a PDP initiated on IGOs and that the GNSO Council should consider that when considering a PDP on IGO RCRC.
I thought we had agreed to that. And not you added some nice language, but my understanding, based on I think it was Greg's suggestion, is that we were going to put that in there, that we think it's smart to combine the two if the other one happens.
Right. Well, I think Jim's last statement had said, well, maybe it'd be better that we just remove reference to it altogether. So
I'm sorry, Greg.
My bad. So I think that that's workable. But like what I'm suggesting is that it just be a footnote outside of the recommendation that this drafting team acknowledges that that is going on, and then that would be good enough.
That sounds fine to me. Any objections to that? Okay, good. Thanks. Thanks a lot, and thanks for turning around so quickly. And please send us out to your groups immediately, or as soon as you see it, so that we can have the our meeting next week really needs to see whether we have enough consensus to put this forward to the council. And again, like was pointed out on our list, minority statements are always welcome and should be included, whether it be from an individual or a group. So that's definitely possible. I think everybody knows the deadline, so it's got to be by our meeting next week. We need to make the call. The next steps and action items, I talked about finalizing the recommendations. Then they'll be posted for public comment before the council actually acts on it. I don't know how long for public comments. I think it has to be a minimum of 21 days. We can talk about that on the list in terms of what our opinion is. And then I assume, Barry, someone from staff will post them when we get to that point. Please be responsive on the list in the next couple weeks, because quicker turnaround we get and any edits or anything that need to be made, the quicker we can get it posted for public comments if and when we get to that point. There will be a session, as Jeff noted, I think, in an email that staff is working on in Toronto. So that's already underway. We're not going to have time to discuss the board motion. We can do that on the list further if people want to do that, because I don't want to take any more of your time. And please remember in the minute – do we have minutes for this group? I don't think we do. Do we?
No.
We just MP3 and transcript.
Okay. How Barry, do you think we can incorporate? Can we add to the transcript the email? There are two email statements from Aubrey that she asked to be incorporated. Can we add those to the transcript? Anybody object to that? And note that they are from an email because she couldn't attend the meeting.
This is Barry. I can quickly read off these three paragraphs and close out the meeting without anybody else attending or staying online, if you wish.
Oh, there are actually two different – there's her original email that she asked to be included. That one's real clear. And then she responded to some questions I asked, and what I understood her to say was it would be good if her clarification to my questions were included as well. And I can stay on if you want me to, Barry, in that regard. Anyone else is welcome to stay on if they want to. Is there anything else, any other business that we need to take care of today? Okay, everybody, thanks a lot. Sorry for such a long call, but it was very productive in my opinion, so I really appreciate all the great contributions.
Thanks. Okay, thanks.
Thank
bye.
You for chairing.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Okay,
bye. Bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Okay, Barry.
All right, Chuck. So I think I'm responding to the email that was sent at 9:06, which was the first response by Aubrey.
Bear with me a second. Let's see, where do I have that one? I think I left it up. 9:06. Let's see, I'm looking at the later one there. Let me go down a little bit. Nine oh six Eastern Time, is that what it was? Or are you on?
Correct.
Okay,
I'm on West Coast, so 6:06.
In fact, if I just, I got a quicker way to get to all this. Hold on a second. Let me sort them by Aubrey. Come on. Okay, there we go. All right, 9:06. Oh yeah, and I had 9:09. We're only 3 minutes off. Yep, that's the first one.
Okay, so I'll just read that off then.
That would be fine, and you don't need to do that while I'm on, do you?
No. And then the second one is the one where she BCC'd the NCSG, and then I'll read that one into the record.
Yeah, and that's the one where she was responding to my questions.
Okay.
Is that right? Is that good?
Yep.
Thanks a lot. You were a great help today. I really appreciate it.
Well, we'll see when I give you the next draft of
I'm confident it'll be good. And again, if we have some little mistakes, we still have time to correct those. But we really need to get this out. So don't be too uptight about that. If there's some little mistakes, we'll fix them. So again, don't be too uptight about that. We'll be able to deal with it.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks,
right.
Barry. Okay.
Welcome, Chuck.
Bye.
Okay, for the transcript record, I'm reading a response from Aubrey Doria in response to an email thread earlier this morning about the IOC-RC protections. Her response to the first email is, in my view, anything put on the reserve names list must also apply to incumbents as well as new GTLDs, and that this is a problem that a PDP must discuss and plan for. One thing we need to be careful of is creating more and more differential requirements for new versus old GTLDs. Rather, the trend needs to be one of bringing requirements between the new and the old into line with each other. I and the NCSG remain in favor of a PDP against any addition to the reserve names list until such time as a PDP has made its recommendation. I'm also against the creation of a new term moratorium and a new list. If the board, in response to GAC advice, wishes to take this action, that is their business. The idea I have read that because the board is going to do it anyway, we should do it first is, to my mind, silly. Rather, since they are going to do it anyway and we can't stop them, we might as well let them do it and not try to outboard the board. Assuming this drafting team votes in approval, I request the right to include an opposing statement. And that concludes Aubrey's first statement. There's a second email that they wish to be read into record. This was also from this morning at 11:22 Eastern. The NCSG is in favor of a PDP as a plan, meaning that once the PDP is framed in the G Council, they will take a decision on the PDP itself, as I expect other SGCs will. So if the consensus call separates the two questions, we are in favor of a PDP and against a reserve moratorium list. If the recommendations to the G Council are bound together, then we are against the overall recommendation. As for the notion of whether policies that apply to new GTLDs should also apply to incumbent GTLDs, I have not gauged the NCSG response on this specific question yet, as it is not currently in question. In fact, I had always assumed that this was existing GNSO position. And especially with regard to reserve names, when the G Council discussed these issues during the new GTLD PDP, I never heard anyone propose the notion that we have separate reserve names lists for new GTLDs and incumbent GTLDs. Yes, that is the effect of granting the IOC and IFRC the exceptions they demand, but I do not remember us ever discussing the policy implications on the incumbents. I've always found the incumbents' readiness to impose these requirements on the new GTLDs without seeming to consider the larger policy effects a bit confounding. As for insulting this team with the phrase outboarding the board, yes, it is true that this group came into the idea of special reserves list, of a special reserve list first in its attempt to please the GAC. In my mind, this ordering difference does not change the fact that we are bending over backwards to comply with GAC demands without a proper policy process. And to me, this is a prime example of outboarding the board. We just beat it to them this time. And that concludes Aubrey's second response from the NCSG. And that now concludes this IOC-RC call. Operator, you may stop the recording.